Welcome to The Vampire Squid, a podcast about increasing transparency and education in finance. This is your host, Alan Lee, and welcome back to another episode of The Vampire Squid. This is episode 15, and we have a pretty fun and exciting episode for you guys. We're going to be talking about the differences between New York and San Francisco. I've noticed that I get a lot of emails asking about the differences between the two in terms of lifestyle, in terms of careers. So I thought it would be helpful to just do an episode on the major differences between the two. And hopefully this will be helpful as you guys choose to live or work in whichever city you decide. And also people have been asking me recently what news sources I use to consume content. Usually I'm on Bloomberg and Dealbook for finance. I also subscribe to Strictly VC, which is a newsletter that is sent to your inbox every day, as well as read TechCrunch for some of the technology news. And recently I've been using a source called Finimize, which a friend sent to me about a few weeks ago. And they sort of simplify a lot of the finance news out there, and that's pretty useful. So I'll provide some links to the resources that I've noted above so that you guys can take a look. As always, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to visit my website, thevampiresquid.com, and you can email me personally at Alan, A-L-A-N, at thevampiresquid.com. Also, please feel free to go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/thevampiresquid, and you'll get automatic updates on new episodes and my blog through Facebook. So the way I'll structure today's interview is, first, I'll go over the job opportunities, the career side of both New York versus San Francisco in terms of things that you're focused on, exit opportunities, and then we'll go into the lifestyle perspective of living in New York and San Francisco. So, I mean, I've only lived here for a little bit over a month now, but I think I have a general sense of the major differences between the two. And I was out here for a couple months before starting my analyst career for training. I've actually lived in the four corners of the U.S. So I've lived in Georgia, I lived in San Diego, lived in the Bay Area, and now New York, which is an interesting fact about myself. Okay, great. So first off, what are the major differences between New York and San Francisco in terms of a job perspective? So San Francisco is known for covering technology. So if you're very interested in technology finance, I think San Francisco is probably your best bet. So how normally firms work in the TMT sector, technology, media, and telecommunications, the technology is covered out of the West Coast San Francisco office, and the media and telecommunications is usually covered out of the New York offices. So being in Silicon Valley, you definitely get a wider range of technology deals and deal flow. You'll have more of a variety of transactions as well, ranging from IPOs to private placements to then your normal mergers and acquisitions and debt financings, because the technology sector has been very hot over the past 5-10 years in terms of the growth, in terms of the startups that have been coming out. So there needs to be a slightly different style of coverage than what you would probably normally expect in an investment banking group in New York. That's not to say that healthcare companies or real estate companies don't go through initial public offerings, but with technology, especially in the past decade or so, the activity has been off the charts, and the amount of startups and new companies that have been coming out have been also very high. So the need for private placements, helping raise Series A, Series B, C, D, etc., that is, I would say, a little bit more exclusive to the technology sector, and you get more of that exposure out here in San Francisco. And then on the opposite end, you have some of the later stage technology companies, the IBMs, the HPs. These companies are probably looking more from an M&A perspective or a capital restructuring perspective. So you have the more traditional investment banking of M&A and debt financing in those later stage companies. So the range of activity is very wide of products that you'll cover and the type of deals that you'll work with. And I would say that is probably more so in San Francisco than it would be in New York. Okay, so there are also definitely other coverage groups in San Francisco. It's not just technology. You have your other generalist groups, you have your retail, you have your real estate, you have your consumer retail, you have healthcare. Most of the deals, I would say, are done out of the New York offices, while in the San Francisco office, the deal flow won't be as heavy as you would have in the New York offices. If you're looking for a more traditional group in investment banking in terms of, you know, healthcare, real estate, etc., and you're looking for a lot more deal volume, I would say the New York offices are probably going to give you more of that volume in those other groups, because most of the deals are running out of New York. New York is still the headquarters of most investment banks. So I would say from an industry group perspective, if you're very passionate about technology, if you really like working with early stage companies all the way to late stage companies, if you like doing not strictly just M&A, not all modeling, you also like to do coverage, you like to learn about the process of initial public offerings, I think SF would be a better bet in terms of getting that technology experience. If you're looking for a more traditional finance experience and you're not very group specific, you're group agnostic, and you just want to learn how to model, learn how to rip into financial statements and 10Ks, I would say New York is probably going to give you more of that deal volume and deal experience that you're looking for. And it's funny because I think one of the memes that I've seen recently is the differences between New York and SF is New York has, you know, bankers, it has lawyers, it has medicine. In SF, you have technology bankers, technology lawyers, and technology medicine. So I'd say that holds slightly true, even though it's an oversimplification. But SF is definitely more dominant in terms of the tech sector, while New York is a little bit more different. Not everyone that you meet is going to either work in a startup or work indirectly related to a technology company, which has been quite refreshing, actually. Okay, and also I wanted to talk about exit opportunities, because I'm sure many of you also consider this when you're going into maybe an investment banking career, or, you know, one of your first jobs out of college in consulting, or whatever industry or sector you're looking into. I would say it's fairly similar to what I described in terms of, if you're into technology, if you want to stay in technology buy side, or in terms of hedge funds or private equity, a lot of deals will be covered out of San Francisco. There will be more deal activity and volume. But if you are looking for just going into the buy side and you're a group agnostic, then New York has so much more opportunities than SF does. New York is still the headquarters of finance. It has Wall Street. SF is still fairly limited in terms of the number of opportunities that offer buy-side roles. It's gone up a lot, but in comparison to New York, it still pales in comparison, I believe. So I would say that if you started off in New York, it's also easier to get into SF, because the SF finance firms typically like to also hire out of New York in addition to San Francisco, because of the sheer number of analysts or the sheer number of employees in finance. It's much higher in New York, so you get a wider variety to choose from. While in New York, they don't typically necessarily need to hire out of San Francisco, because there's so much talent already out here in New York. Why would they go and spend the money to recruit cross country when they could find, very similar talent and have a very large group of people to choose from already? By no means am I saying that it's impossible to go from SF to New York or New York to SF, but I would say that's generally an understood trend. You can definitely go from SF to New York if you still want to focus in finance, but I would say it is easier to go from New York to SF. I would say a lot of my friends have gone from New York to SF, while there's only a few that have gone from San Francisco to New York and continued doing finance. So that's for finance exit opportunities. But obviously, if you're looking to exit into a startup and you're looking to work for the next Dropbox, Facebook, Slack, Google, the Bay Area is going to be your bread and butter. You'll get inbounds on LinkedIn from almost every technology startup asking if you're interested in learning more about their processes, there's so many companies that are starting up in San Francisco, being the technology hub, and some of the larger technology firms also are very interested in hiring people that have worked in finance, because it's necessary as startups expand into becoming bigger companies, more finance roles and finance personalities are needed. So all in all, in conclusion, for a career opportunity in New York versus San Francisco, New York is more focused on traditional finance. The industries, all the industries outside of technology, you'll get more deal volume and deal flow working out of New York. It's also the headquarters. So most of the partners and the senior people will sit out of the New York office. So you'll get more exposure to them. However, if you know that you want to go into technology and technology finance, San Francisco is the better option in terms of having that proximity to Silicon Valley, having a wider range of deal volume and deals and products that you work with, from private placements to IPOs to M&A to debt financings. So that's the general sense. Now let's talk about the lifestyle perspective, because I'm sure that many of you that are looking to start your first career don't necessarily want to make the entire judgment on your professional career. You also want to know what it's like to live in both of those places, and if it's suitable for you. Okay, so for New York and San Francisco lifestyle, we'll start off with San Francisco and then we'll talk about New York. And I mean, they're both very, very different cities, although they're, you know, two of, I would say, probably the most popular cities to live in nowadays. So for San Francisco, to start off, the weather is around 60 to 70 degrees all year round. But the thing I want to note is that it's extremely windy many, many days out of the week. So even in the dead of summer, it can be quite chilly because it's so windy, and because the weather never really goes above 70-ish degrees, except maybe 1 or 2 weeks in August. I think one of the most famous quotes about San Francisco is, "The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco," and I do not disagree. Also, I would say if you're into the bar scene and going to clubs, the last call is usually around 1:30, because I think there's a law that you can't serve alcohol after 2 a.m., so that usually translates into earlier nights in San Francisco. People are usually home before then. People usually go to sleep a little bit earlier. And, you know, on the weekends, they would like to go up and do a hike in Marin, or a lot of people do activities outside of San Francisco proper on the weekends. For example, some people really like to go to wine country in Napa Valley and Sonoma County, which are amazing experiences. And people also like to go to Lake Tahoe during the summer, or they like to go to Lake Tahoe during the winter for some skiing and snowboarding. Some people also like to go down south to Santa Cruz for the beach and go surfing as well. So San Francisco and the proximity from SF to wine country is about an hour. It's also about an hour down to Santa Cruz. And to Tahoe, it's about 3-ish hours to get there. So if you want to stay in San Francisco, people usually like going to Dolores Park or Golden Gate Park during the weekends. And these are just big grass areas where people like to throw the football around or throw a frisbee around, have some drinks, maybe have a picnic, and just, you know, sort of chill outside, hang out, lounge. SF is a lot more laid back than New York is. People are really into staying healthy, going to sleep early, making sure they get up for their soul cycle classes, drinking the latest smoothie that's non-GMO, gluten-free, organically grown, etc. But that is how San Francisco is. So if you're into more of the outdoorsy activity, hiking, snowboarding, surfing, I think San Francisco is a great place to live because of its location. It's close to any of the areas within an hour or two drive. It's a little bit more relaxed. People like to get brunch on the weekends. And people like to do that in New York too. Actually, both places, everyone likes to get brunch and wait 1 to 2 hours for brunch. It's insane. But overall, the vibe in San Francisco is much more relaxed than I would say in New York. And in terms of the food scene, it's very up and coming. There are some great, great restaurants in San Francisco, but the variety and the number of locations pale in comparison to how many great restaurants there are in New York. Top tier restaurants are comparable, but in terms of an above average or a normal great restaurant, New York still has San Francisco beat just because of the sheer amount of restaurants out here. Also, in terms of rent, I think there's a study done now. San Francisco is the most expensive place to live. You can pay the average price of a one bedroom in San Francisco proper, I think, was around $3,800, which is insane. New York is also very expensive as well. It's around $3,700 or very close to $3,800. But both cities, in terms of housing costs, are very, very high. Okay, so now for New York. So I would say New York is quite different. There's a different energy about the city. Everyone moves at a much quicker pace than San Francisco does. And San Francisco does move at a fairly quick pace as well, but New York is much quicker. People in New York love to jaywalk. I don't think anyone has ever crossed a crosswalk while the light was shining green or waited till the light was shining green until they crossed. But that's just one example of, the speed that New York operates in. In New York, things also happen a lot later. People work a lot later and eat dinner a lot later and go out a lot later. I think in New York, I've many times gotten dinner around 8, 9, 10 p.m. while in SF, I usually get dinner around 5:30 or 6, 6:30. And in terms of, meeting up for friends with drinks after, we might meet up around 11 or midnight. While in San Francisco, if you don't meet up for 8 p.m., everyone's in PJs ready and watching Netflix, about to go to sleep. The scene in terms of bars and clubs out in New York, it goes on much, much later. It's not uncommon for your nights to end around 6, 7, 8 a.m., where you get breakfast after and then, go to sleep. In San Francisco, that has happened, but not as common as it is in New York because the clubs closed down earlier. There's a last call at 2, so it's not very common for nights to go on till the next morning around 6 or 7 plus a.m. Also, with New York weather, you obviously have all of the seasons. It gets quite hot in the summer and a bit humid. And in the winter, it is freezing. I actually haven't spent an entire winter here, but I have been out here for a few days in the dead of winter, and it is very, very cold. So if you're into, very temperate weather, SF is definitely very nice. But you do start to appreciate the seasons, having experienced the extreme hot and the extreme cold. I know that when I was living in Georgia, I really liked the fall and the spring because they're a little bit more temperate, and it gives you a little bit more appreciation for the weather. But New York, definitely, you experience the very hot and the very cold. New York is also pretty focused on fitness too. SF is more focused on outdoorsy activities, but New York is a little bit more focused, I'd say, on doing stuff in the gym. Both places have all the classes of SoulCycle, Barry's Bootcamp, CrossFit, etc. But I'd say both are fairly focused on fitness as well. And people also like to say that usually New York people are a little bit more rude. I haven't really found that to be the case. People are a little bit more aggressive, but I think in New York, people are also very easy to talk to. They're willing to start up a conversation more so than people in San Francisco. I think people in SF are a little bit more closed off than people in New York, and realize, obviously, I'm making huge generalizations and oversimplifications, but these are things in my experience that I've encountered. But hopefully, this is some useful knowledge for you guys. So I would say at the end of the day, it's from a lifestyle perspective, it's really what you want. People usually in their 20s, they're a little bit more. They want to go out more, have fun with friends, go out to the bars, meet new people. New York is definitely more conducive to doing that than San Francisco is. You can do that in San Francisco, but New York is definitely more conducive to it. If you're looking for something a little bit more relaxed, laid back, that's San Francisco. And I think a lot of people say that they want to spend a few years in New York and then sort of go back to San Francisco when they are tired of going out so late and all the drinking and the bar scenes and want to settle down. They want to settle down in San Francisco. Both are very vibrant cities. They offer different things. But based on things that I just said, I think that you guys can draw a conclusion on which city you think would best fit you and combine that with your professional and career interests as well. Wrapping up, if you get the opportunity to try to live in both cities, that would be, you know, the best scenario, because you really start to appreciate some of the things that you don't have anymore. You know, in SF, the really temperate, nice weather all the time, the proximity to all these great places. I know that a lot of my friends that moved from New York to San Francisco, you know, kind of miss how things are open a lot more late here and they can go out a lot later. You definitely start to appreciate some of the things that you didn't have and some of the things that you do have now, having tried two different cities. And also, I think I'm a really big fan of living internationally as well. Maybe that is in my plans in the future, maybe it's not, but I think that you should never be scared to push yourself outside of the comfort zone in terms of geography, because it is a difficult process to adjust to living in a new city or a new country even at first, but I'm confident that each and every one of you can make new friends and adapt to the certain areas. But, you know, definitely don't hold yourself back just because you don't really have any friends in the city. If the opportunity is right, you should try to take advantage of it. And that's my final parting words for the New York versus San Francisco episode. So hopefully this was helpful in your decision to decide where to work and live, at least between if you're deciding between SF and New York. But if you guys have any questions, comments, suggestions, please feel free to visit me on my website at thevampiresquid.com. And you can email me personally at Alan, A-L-A-N, at thevampiresquid.com. And you can also go to my Facebook page for live updates, facebook.com/thevampiresquid. So thank you all for tuning in again this week, and we'll see you next week for the next episode. Ciao.